At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the press. It is September the 12th, 2023. I'm Ryan Ballingy. It's good to have you here. We're going to go over our model for this week's Fortinet Championship, the first event of the FedEx Cup Fall on the PGA Tour schedule. It is definitely a little bit of an eye-opener this week. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the short-term model, which obviously having come off of three playoff events on the PGA Tour, you had kind of all-star games, right? Everyone was playing great, really, in some fashion, except for a few players. This is kind of the opposite. Most people aren't playing well, and we'll come back to some caveats about all of this in a minute. But we'll also talk about horse for courses, which we've kind of acknowledged there aren't really any, and some potential course fits for this week. So, let's start with the caveats, right? And hopefully we went over this yesterday, but let's go over it again. For most of the players in this field, they have not played in more than a month and a half. They didn't play in August, really, except for perhaps they got into one playoff event. More than likely, their season ended at the Wyndham Championship, and then that opened the way for the rest of the month. We've been off for 2 weeks. There's been no PGA Tour event for 2 weeks. So, all told, we're looking at 5 to 6 weeks of off time for these players, which means a lot can change in 5 or 6 weeks. You can work on your game. You can sit it out. You can go play a little bit on the DP World Tour. A couple players have done that. Justin Suh comes to mind there. There's a lot that can happen in 6 weeks, and we have no way of measuring it whatsoever. So I will say, for this first event, bet very lightly, and I would encourage you throughout the fall to bet very lightly, but bet especially lightly, knowing we don't have any kind of competitive data about the overwhelming number of players in this field for the last 6 weeks. Keep all that in mind. Also keep in mind that we don't have that factored into our modeling, right? The last 10 events played, well, the last one was played 2 weeks ago. For a lot of these guys, it was 5-6 weeks ago. So you're really looking back 16 weeks. Well, that's a long freaking time to look back, to be honest. So we are handcuffed a little bit this week. And you need to have that just kind of at the front of your brain before you hit that submit now button, hit that bet now button. Just think about that a little bit. And if you've got a huge bet that you fancy and you hit it, awesome for you. But just consider that. All right, so that all said, the market has moved pretty substantially. Let's go look at where the market is right now. Max Homa opened 7.5 to 1. He's 7 to 1. Sahith Theegala has been bet down to 14 to 1. He's one of the few players in this field that has multiple top 15 finishes in the last 5 years. And they're right around 13th to 15th. I mean, they're not great, but he's also been playing pretty well last time we saw him. Take that for what it's worth. Good reasons to bet him. Justin Thomas is 16 to 1. Can't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Steven Yeager, 20 to 1. Cam Davis is 20 to 1. Still would highly encourage you to consider him. Bo Hostler is 22 to 1. Too short for my liking, but Eric Cole at 30 is not. J.J. Spawn at 35 is interesting. Andrew Putnam, I want to circle around him. His name is going to continue to come up in this conversation, 35 to 1. Akshay Bhatia, hopefully you got him at 50. He's 40 now. Garrick Higgo is a name that's kind of catching a little bit of steam. We've talked about him, so we probably moved it a little bit, 50 to 1. Doug Gim, 50 to 1 is interesting. And then Taylor Montgomery's got actually a little bit longer, 55 to 1. Justin Suh, 55 to 1, has gotten a little bit longer. I'm excited about that. I really like his chances. And then Peter Quest, I'm going to throw a double underline under his name because he's going to look really great in the model, even though he doesn't have a lot of data. He is 70 to 1. One guy I do want to throw out here, and he's not going to rate well because he has really no PGA Tour data, but it might be worth it to look at a top 10 bet on Fred Biondi. He came out of the gate from the University of Florida and did extremely well on the Korn Ferry Tour out of the gate, and now finds himself in a position where he gets to play in this event, and I think he can take advantage of it. I think he has the length, confidence, all that good stuff. He's 35 to 1 on a top 10. again, it's like a $5 bet. If you hit it, feel great. Feel like you knew something. I just want to point him out. I'm not going to bet him at 500-1. I think that's kind of silly. At least it's not going to be an official play. If I do, it'll be after having a couple beers and going, oh, yeah, I'll play Fred Biondi for $3. That kind of thing. But otherwise, not an official play. Just want to throw him out there because kind of just kept scanning over the field like, all right, who's someone interesting that I'm not thinking about, not talking about? There's one of them. So that all said, let's look at the long-term model first. Then we'll look at the short-term data. We'll try to marry this together as best we can with all the caveats that we've made about this week. All right, long-term data, long-term model. Here's your top 10. Max Homa is by far number one. I mean, there is as much of a difference between Max Homa and number two, Justin Thomas. Again, long-term model. From 1.72 points to 1.06 points. So that's 0.66 points. That difference carries down another 15, 16 golfers. So Max Homa is by far and away the best player in this field. It's not even close from a long-term perspective. As I mentioned, Justin Thomas is number two. Alex Noren is number three from a long-term perspective. Cam Davis is four. Andrew Putnam is five. Brendan Todd is six. Taylor Montgomery is seven long-term. Sahith Theegala is eight. Steven Yeager is nine. And Kevin Streelman, of all people, is 10. I'm going to go 15 deep this week just because I find it kind of interesting and this is a weird week. But Matt Kuchar is 11, and he does have a decent record here. J.J. Spaun is 12. Eric Cole is 13. Davis Thompson is 14. And Webb Simpson is 15. Some longer shot names you might find interesting here. Dylan Wu, who I probably will put a bet on. Aaron Baddeley, who I may consider. And Scott Piercy. He's 150-1 as well. So those are all guys that are inside the top 27. Scott Piercy's 27th. That they're a little bit surprising that they're up there. Zach Blair's up there as well. He does have a decent finish here in the past. So 150-1. Not the craziest thing. Not that this means anything, but he did win the Utah Open. That's a confidence-boosting kind of thing for him. So that's something worth noting, at least. All that kind of makes sense. I think all of that kind of tracks. I don't think anything's particularly surprising there. Sahith Theegala just kind of lacks the total timeline, but otherwise, I think makes a whole ton of sense in terms of being the kind of horse-for-course play. J.J. Spaun being 12th, again, long-term play. Matt Kuchar, surprisingly pretty decent, actually. Then let's try to marry that as best we can to the short-term model. So we're looking at the last 10 PGA Tour events played. Obviously, strokes gained at the Tour Championship is kind of weird, and that really doesn't factor in here at all. But looking at the players in the short-term model, we're trying to look for a couple of different things, and it's going to be hard to find, just being honest with you. We're looking for quality strokes gained above 1.5 per round. We only have one of those guys. That's Lucas Herbert, who's been playing pretty decent lately. He's a great putter, playing well on the approach. Not the longest hitter off the tee. That really isn't a huge deal this week, to be honest. Around the greens is a little bit of a bigger deal here than some other golf courses on the PGA Tour. But if the approach plays good, it's kind of negligible. So he is an interesting player here. Alex Noren is next in the total table. Then Max Homa, Scott Piercy, Peter Quest, and Cam Davis. Those are all the folks who have at least 1.2 strokes gained on average per round the last 10 events. All the ones that have at least one stroke gained per round. That adds in Steven Yeager, Ches Reavy, Doug Gim, Dylan Wu, Justin Thomas. You see why Dylan Wu comes up. He is not Dylan Wu, the best off the tee. And frankly, he's not that great on the approach, but he's a heck of a putter. And he kind of nets out otherwise just there. One of the three skills that aren't putting. So if he can putt pretty well here, he might be a really interesting play this week. Davis Thompson and Andrew Novak are actually pretty close. Davis Thompson is not a very good approach player, good driver of the golf ball. Andrew Novak's a great driver of the golf ball, pretty decent and everything else, but just kind of a guy on the approach. So those names aren't necessarily, I think, all that surprising to anybody, I don't suspect. Callum Tarran's playing better golf, he's just a bad putter. But he might be able to overpower this course and could be an interesting wager. He sucks me in repeatedly trying to bet him because he's got the potential. Eric Cole is great at everything but driving the golf ball. I want to bet him so often, but because he doesn't, it doesn't do well off the tee. It's kind of sticky. So let's try to then marry all of that stuff into current form as well as course history and maybe a course fit. So that leads us to another article for, this one's actually free. We made this free this year to the current form and horse for course plays. So we have three players with multiple top 15 finishes in the last 5 years in this event. One, the two-time defending champion, Max Homa. Two, Sahith Theegala. Three, Brian Stewart. I'm going to leave Brian Stewart alone. Now, we have three players in this field that have multiple top 15 finishes in the last five individual PGA Tour events played, noting that those started 2 weeks ago and go back, 5 weeks. That's 7 weeks worth of time. But Cam Davis, Max Homa, Sahith Theegala, they're the best players in the field. Cam Davis doesn't really have multiple top 15s, but he does have one. He's fine. Course fits here. This, I think, is kind of interesting, and we're trying to do something a little bit different with it throughout the fall. Well, I think it'll help. So when looking at course fit, you're looking at the distribution of strokes gained for the players who finish in the top 25 of an event and do it over multiple years and see the breakout of what kind of player should you be to line up at this golf course. This one is kind of not quite in the middle, but pretty close to the middle. Putting's 31%, a little bit on the lower end of golf courses on this tour. 69% tee to green, 16% off the tee, 33% approach, around the green a little high, 20%. Your comp course is TPC San Antonio if you're looking for someplace else. Well, that all kind of checks out. Brendan Steele loved both places when he played on the PGA Tours, now on LIV, but he loves both. So that lines up. All right, if you like TPC San Antonio, all right, if you like here, they're probably pretty comparable. So keep that in mind when you're looking at players that you might like this week. And then take that all back to the field this week. Again, I don't suspect that many players or many wagers are going to go very deep here. But if you want to try to find some guys to go deep with, I will argue Callum Tarrant all day because I bet him too much. I will also argue I liked Ryan Gerard. I'm going to back off that just a little bit. But I do like Aaron Baddeley at 130. This course is not too long for him. I think he can handle it. And just kind of the ability to navigate your way around one of these weird fields, I think, makes a whole lot of sense. Lucas Herbert, I don't tend to want to bet because I just know he's good at one skill, which is putting. But the strokes gained putting is pretty substantial. I mean, it's top of the table. You may have to consider him at 35-1. Tends to like kind of tree-lined golf courses. He won on a golf course somewhat similar to this one in Japan this year. I might just have to bet him. Akshay obviously wasn't on that list, right? You looked at the short-term model, and if you look at where he's at, elite approach play. Very good driver play. Awful putting. So that's your handicap, right? If he were even close to net zero putting, he would be in the top eight of the field this week. So maybe that's variable for him, right? But a 40-1, like you said, you probably wanted it a little bit deeper. Hope you got it 50. But I could still live with that. That puts him in the top 14 on this table of the outright market at DraftKings. A little rich, but there's going to be some public action on him. But I think your clear plays are, if you want any kind of value whatsoever, you bet Sahith Theegala. It's really hard to go back-to-back-to-back in a tournament. I don't care who you are, what field you're playing against. So it's tough to say, hey, Max Homa, 7-1, sign me up. If he wins, all kudos to you. You did a great thing. Cam Davis is really good. Eric Cole's really good. I think you got to add Lucas Herbert. Again, J.J. Spahn playing pretty decent golf in the long term, but if you look at him in the short term, again, big struggle putting. And he's basically the same guy as Akshay Bhatia. Big struggle putting. Well, I can get Akshay Bhatia, who won more recently, at a better price. I'm gonna make that trade-off, even though I kind of like the idea of betting him. Andrew Putnam has been playing great. Got to throw him in there. I think there's some love to be offered for Davis Thompson. but he's not great on the approach. Again, if he has a decent approach week, he probably is a top five player in this field. So do you consider that a value, given that he's 45-1? Almost kind of a percentage play. Garrett Higo, I think, is going to get some substantial love here. If you look at Higo the last few times out, though, approach play has been awful. Just horrid. He's a great driver of the golf ball, but bad approach player. So you're all these guys that we like in this 40, 45, 50 range, they all have something going terribly wrong for them. And that's kind of it. Justin Suh, I think a lot of people are going to like this week, and you should. I think for good reason, I would get behind him at 55. Dylan Wu has shortened up. I think he was 80. Now he's 60. But I could still see some value in there. And then Andrew Novak's kind of interesting to me. He plays pretty well and gains strokes, but is almost like a Tyrone Van Aswegen, where he like finishes top 40, top 50 over and over and over again, and nothing ever really happens. So maybe you want to look at him for a top 20 or something, but he is an interesting play, I think, at least to consider at 75-1 in these fall events where anything can kind of happen. Callum Tarrant, same thing. Love the driving, love pretty much everything but the approach play. Are you cool with that? If you are, you get an excellent long price on him here this week, and it might do something to surprise you. But I think my better, longer shot play here is going to be Aaron Baddeley. So that's kind of the outright market. Again, I'm not going to bet a whole lot. I'm not going to try to be tactical here because it's the fall. I'm going to just bet a little bit of money on outrights to try to have some fun and see what happens. If you want to look at matchup stuff, we can do that here just briefly. Andrew Putnam -120 against Eric Cole. That's an interesting one to me. I think I'd take Eric Cole at the even money mark. Cam Davis against Bo Hosser, both -110. I'd take Cam Davis there. Doug Gim against Matt Kuchar. I'd take Kuchar +100, so even money. There are quite a few matchups out here. Justin Suh +115 against J.J. Spahn. I'm going to take Justin Suh. I really like him this week. I'm high on him. I'll take that plus money opportunity. You don't get many of these types of things. And then Brendan Todd and Alex Noren's kind of interesting. Sahith Theegala, Steven Yeager are kind of interesting. I think Sahith Theegala is way ahead of Steven Yeager in the current form. I would take him -120 against Steven Yeager, against the German. Tournament props, golfer props. This is a golf course where it tends to get pretty close, so I would look at one stroke in a playoff if you're looking at the winning margin bet. This week, the one stroke exactly is +225. Two strokes exactly in a playoff are both +350. I would consider the one stroke exactly in a playoff. Hopefully it doesn't come into two. A little arbitrage there, a little buying and selling. You get two wagers in. If you get it, one of those, you're going to come out ahead. One either by +150, the other by +025. I'm cool with that. Just if that's something you just like to have a little sweat over once all of your outright bets do or do not hit. If you're run out of town on your outrights by Friday afternoon, then you've got something here at least to care about on Sunday. That's probably why I like this thing the most. 72nd hole wager this week is kind of interesting. Winner to birdie the 72nd hole. No -175, yes +140. I'd be kind of interested in that yes at +140. I don't like to do those kinds of wagers, but hey, it's the fall. Loosen up a little bit. I bet $25 last night, the second that Aaron Rodgers got injured and carted off the field, and I figured, okay, well, yeah, the Jets' defense is good, but surely Zach Wilson will not do anything, and woof, they are awful on special teams up in Buffalo. So, have a little money. Mess it around. Have fun. See what happens. Strange things happen. So that'll be this week on the Fortinet. Again, keep it light. Keep it simple. I think we want to turn more of our attention to the BMW PGA Championship, which we'll do tomorrow's show. But I think you do get some interesting values here that are worth looking at. We'll also talk tomorrow very briefly about the Sanford International, which is the PGA Tour Champions event this week. It's up in the Dakotas. There's really no value in betting Steve Stricker. He's +225 to win, but you might see some value in Y.E. Yang at 22-1, and maybe see a little bit of value in Tung Tai JD at 30-1, Miguel Angel Jimenez at 11-1, Dickey Pride 40-1, Ken Duke 45-1. If Stricker doesn't win, something weird's going to happen. I kind of like that. Wai Yang's been playing well. So we'll leave it at that. We don't even have to talk about it tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about the BMW PGA Championship, focus in on that, and get you ready for the week ahead. If you have any questions, get a hold of me, Ryan, @thegolfnewsnet.com. Available on Twitter, X, Threads, Instagram, at the handle Ryan Ballingy. Join Golf News Net for $99 a year. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Thanks for your time. Talk to you next time on The Press.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.